It On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hello, I'm Merc, and we are about to talk about my new album, Infinite Youth.
I'm so excited to chat to you about this because I've been listening to it and it puts me in a good mood.
That's good.
It's just like, it's really cute. I don't know. Nice. Is that okay to say?
That's great to say. Yeah.
I think it's like, it's very bright, and I really love where you have gone with this album. What does Infinite Youth as an album mean to you?
I kind of like to think of this album as my coming of age record. It's kind of like documenting a period of my life going from like adolescence to adulthood, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the way Infinite Youth as like an album title is another way to say
forever young.
You're young forever.
Totally.
Is it intentional that the songs almost feel like lullabies?
Mm-hmm. I think there's like a simplicity to the songs, and that was something that I really wanted to go for. Just like a very, almost just like pure little truths or feelings. Yeah. So very... yeah, lullaby-ish, perhaps.
Oh, I'm glad I picked up on that.
Totally.
Okay, so the first track that we're talking about today is American Parties.
Mm-hmm.
Did you live in America?
No, but we grow up just like watching everything American, don't we?
Yeah, that is true. What's the meaning behind the song?
Well, I wrote it a long time ago before our last chat, which was when I released my first album. And it was like I played this song at my first ever gig. So it was kind of came from a very earnest place, you know, and like I had friends who lived in America and who were like doing well in the music industry and like kind of like, yeah, I want to be part of this thing, or like the grass is greener and like sort of mentality. And then every year it kind of takes on like this new, weird, dark, ironic meaning with the changing landscape of America. But I think at its core, it's kind of about like wanting to be somewhere else. Right, like not where you are, but yeah, I kind of wanted it to be, you know, like that Weezer song Beverly Hills, or like I feel like people write about America in this kind of, there's just this picture of America that people love to write about, and it's kind of fun to make fun of a little bit but also be a little bit serious.
America, dreaming through the days, heaven's not far. Strong, feels like their words are never wrong. Are you lonely like the way that I'm lonely? Can you be lonely with me?
Yeah.
So the next track is Laps Around the Sun, and it is kind of my bedroom anthem. It's a song I wrote on my birthday, and I don't know, kind of about the passing of time and how good things happen and bad things happen, and we all just seem to get on with it.
Laps around the sun, feels like I'm just getting older, always spinning faster into the plug hole revolver. Laps around the sun, look what we've done. Hey, everybody gets to have their fun when it's the weekend. Always spinning faster, happy and then I'm sad. It's just a cycle that keeps on repeating. Laps around the sun.
My Love is kind of, I don't know, it's a sad song, and I guess it's a kind of about finding the poetry in sadness and like the beauty that you can find from heartbreak and these kind of moments where we're suffering, but like you can sometimes be grateful for them and find beauty in them.
My love is like the wind on the day that it stops moving, it is gone. And I think it's like the sun. My love loses meaning when it cannot keep her warm. My love's like a hanging tree with fruit that's low enough for her to reach. It's all right, I'm feeling fine. was meant to be. All of this is meant to be. All of this is meant to be.
But She Loves You, it's kind of this weird orchestral, sad disco ballad. Like, it's just a very, I call it the pocket symphony of the album. It's kind of this 3 minutes of like, and it goes through all these different movements and emotions. It's kind of, I would say, me at my most passionate, and where it like, I kind of, throughout the album, it's very basic and like, I don't use lots of metaphors. Like, I kind of have tried very hard to say things how they are, like I'm scared that I'll never be happy again or whatever it is, but like with But She Loves You, it's kind of very passionate and apocalyptic and poetic. And yeah,
swimming around the stars, she's constantly beyond my reach. Maybe I'm scared to love her, it puts me so far below her. She loves you. Feels like you want from me something that's less than I can give. When the dark thoughts cover me, it's like she's the moon above me. But she loves you. Thank you.
Infinite Youth as a song. It's kind of like the big finale. Everybody who's kind of collaborated on this album kind of makes an appearance in that outro, like just happened to. And so it's quite a good summary. I think I worked with a producer on this album, which is very new for me, but this was the first, before I knew that he would be my producer, like co-producer, we met in Montreal. He's Danish, and so we actually, like, he came over here for a bit and I made a lot of this album in Copenhagen, which was really fun. This was the first song we kind of started jamming, and so it was kind of nice that it sums up the whole thing.
I was waiting up.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.